Well, it's 22 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Friday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, today is the 18th of Shawwal, 1443. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and we welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I did tell our beloved Fadilatul Ustad about a sister, a lady wearing a scarf when she leaves her house or home. They want to know the hadith for that, where it says that a woman must wear a scarf and she must cover her hair. But anyway, inshallah, Ustad will give us the hadith on that, inshallah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Friday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Shawwal, this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Friday, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verses 108, 109 and 110. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us regarding the Day of Justice, what will unfold on that day, Yawma Idhi. On that day there, the Day of Reckoning, the Day of Judgment, the Day of Justice, Yattabi'una Da'iya, everybody will be following Da'iya, the one who is the inviter. So who is the inviter? So it is Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu salam, the one who blew the trumpet, and everybody will follow him. The announcement, come all of you, la iwajalah, there will be no defections, there will be no one going this way, that way, any crooked road, alternate route. Everybody will be following, it will be a straight line. Wa khasha'atil aswat, and the voices will become so humble, and lil Rahman, for Almighty Allah, when Almighty Allah will pose the question that day, Limanil Mulkul Yom, for whom is the kingdom, the sovereignty, the majesty, the authority today? Today we have the kings, we have the prince, we have crown prince, we have the prime ministers, presidents and rulers. Allah will be posing the question, who is the king of kings? Everybody silent. Lillahi al-wahidil qahhar, only he, Almighty Allah, the one and only, was, is, will always be the King of Kings. And remember that everyone else will perish, we will die and we'll be thrown away. Remember that our kingdom will be snatched away. وَخَشَأَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ, and the voices will become silent and humble for Almighty Allah, who is very gracious. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَا, you will not hear but just whisperings and murmurings and few sounds, people making little bit noise, little bit, because of the horror and terror of that day. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, but Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us that the people, you think they're intoxicated, but they're not drunk and intoxicated. Chapter 22 verse 2, But the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is very, very severe. Thereafter, Almighty Allah teaches us what will happen on that day. Yawma idhilla tanfa'u shafa'a. On that day there, no one's intercession will be beneficial. Illa man adhina lahu ar-Rahman. Except those people to whom Almighty Allah has granted consent. The greatest shafa'a intercession will take place by the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession will be for the people of my ummah, my international global followers who believe in me, although they have perpetrated, committed major crimes. Hands on this Mubarak, this honorable blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, say and repeat, Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna, shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa, shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh beloved Allah Jalla wala, grant us the intercession of the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of justice. And the Hujjaj, the pilgrims will intercede. The Ulama'i Rabbani, the Ulama'i Haqqani, the true Ulama will intercede. The Hafiz who practices on the Quran Sharif, he will then intercede. So like that, many people will intercede, but everyone will need the consent permission from Almighty Allah. وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. And he, Almighty Allah, is pleased with his speech. With that person's speech, then only will he or she, that person, intercede. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Almighty Allah was, is, will always be. His Qadim is infinite, and the entire creation in the entire universe, we are but limited, we are finite. So therefore, nothing of Almighty Allah resembles creation, and nothing of creation or the universe resembles Almighty Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is none equal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 112, the third last chapter, verse number 4. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's absolutely nothing that resembles Almighty Allah. So nor does the Creator resemble creation, and nor does creation resemble Allah in any aspect, in any respect. Hence, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He, Almighty Allah, His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. He knows, O human being and creation, what is in front of you. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. What is behind you. He, Almighty Allah, knows our history, geography, and everything which we don't know. If somebody has to ask me, how many hair on my body? Who can answer that question? Which scientist, which professor, which doctor can answer that? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ إِلْمًا. And the entire universe and creation can never encompass His knowledge, because everything of ours is limited and finite, and everything of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala infinite. Almighty Allah teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 22, that is Suratul Hajj, and verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah disgraces, humiliates a person, then there's none to give him honor. There was a president of America, his name George W. Bush, George War Bush, the war criminal. Yesterday, day before yesterday, he became the laughing stock in the whole world. He spoke of Putin. Putin is putting them in their right places. He said that he invaded Ukraine. He didn't say Ukraine. And he is the person, remember, he committed this crime and this crime, and he invaded Iraq. invaded Iraq. So Iraq is still working on his conscience, agitating his mind, because he, Bush, and his little poodle, that is Blair, BNB, the war criminals, tainted forever. That is Almighty Allah's system. People want to bootlick them, but Almighty Allah humiliates them in the whole world. Then come to the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. I told you, Jutlas, record me more and send it to your intelligence. Write down this reference. It will help you lifelong. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, the assembly, and verse number 14, Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. People think that you are united, but your hearts are fragmented and disunited totally, absolutely. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The Jutlas, the Jews, are a people who got no common sense. They don't have intelligence. They don't have intellect. Although what people might say, this is our Creator, Almighty Allah, informing us in chapter 59 and verse number 14. Now take three examples. This has just happened now. Number one, that you see, the Israeli Knesset, they call it Knesset, their parliament, their 120 seats. So Bennett, another war criminal, he said, I killed many Arabs, and there's no problem in that. So his party now is in the minority. There's a thing with 59 seats. Another member of the coalition resigned, and the opposition has got 60. So this will continue like America, Republican and Democrats. They will be fighting the whole time. So this is Allah's curse, Allah's punishment on the Jutlas, on the Jews forever. And no one can stop it. Remember that. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish them. Then the world saw that the cold-blooded, premeditated murder of Shirin Abu Akila. Then the Israeli Defense Force makes an announcement. There will not be a probe and an investigation regarding Shirin Abu Akila. Why is there no probe? Why is there no investigation? Because you know you are guilty. You know you are a murderous army. You know that you have murdered and killed so many Palestinians, so many innocent people, children in Gaza and East Jerusalem. And how many thousands you have displaced. How many you have killed in wars and without any justification. Because you are a cursed nation. For him. Allah has cursed them, and this curse continues till the day of justice. Three, maybe I'm pronouncing the name incorrectly, but be that as it may, because the Jutla names and Jewish names for us is a little bit difficult. You see, you Muslims throughout the world, you better wake up from your slumber and stop your haram movies and haram activities and wake up to what's happening. 29th of May is a Sunday, so that day is called Jerusalem Day. I sent it out yesterday on the Telegram. We sent it out on the broadcast, podcast groups. That there is a group there. They call themselves their leader. They're the, some Stein or what have you. S-T-E-I-N or whatever. So they say that they're starting the dismantling process of Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They're going to come in there, and they're already making cartoons that the bulldozers will come in, and the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, that is the beautiful golden dome with Surah Yasin inscribed there, built by Abdul Malik bin Marwan in the year 82 after Hijrah. And remember, they want to demolish that and steal that and occupy that as they occupy, and then they call it Temple Mount, the Jutlas, the Jews, and replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon, as they stole and occupied our mosque and masjid in Hebron. Khalilur Rahman, after the Zionist Jewish terrorist murderer Baruch Goldstein murdered our people. So all this are irrefutable facts. No one can deny that. So therefore we say one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. We support Hamas. Yes, Hamas, you take them to the cleaners. We are with you. Allah support, help is with you. Ameen. And remember, we Muslims, wake up. Today is the day of Jumu'ah Friday. Make special dua. Oh, and cry to Allah. Read abundant durood sharif salawat. Oh Allah, Jalla wala, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjidul Aqsa and all our mosques, and decimate, annihilate. And UEFF, today I stand with you. Last night before I went to sleep, my brother there, he knows who he is. He's listening, I'm sure. Uh-huh. He sent me a message from EFF, and he said EFF says that the Israeli apartheid regime must be erased. Yes, 100%, they are a cancer to this world. You must remember that they were born illegitimately. They are haramis. If you don't know what harami means, in a good English, it will mean an illegitimate child. And if you want the other English, it refers to bees. So they are a nation of bees, and they are haramis for stealing, occupying our land for the past 74 years. That is where the world stands. Just turn it the other way around. If a Russian had to shoot a Ukrainian journalist, the world should be gone bonkers, and every newspaper in the West should have spoken about it. Where is your justice system? Then I sent out a message yesterday from one of the journalists in America. He said, let us speak the truth. We in the media, meaning the Western media, we are intellectual prostitutes. That's what you are, O Western press. You are intellectual prostitutes. All documented. You have all the references. Why don't you speak the truth? Are you worried only about your wages and your wallet? Remember that stand for the truth at all times. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whoever He wants. Allah disgraces whoever He wants. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us victory. Go to India, and today between 8:30 and 9, listen to my brother Salman Khan. He will tell you about the ethnic cleansing taking place in India. Remember that Modi's India is a terrorist India. They target our mosque, they're targeting the Muslims, now they're targeting Taj Mahal. So this all Almighty Allah has taught us in Surah 5, Surah Maidah, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The last page of the six Supara, the six Jews, your worst enemies are the Jutlas, the Jews. Look at Israel. And we don't say every Jew, we say majority or many. And go look at India and the Hindus, the idol worshippers. Look at the BJP, look at their policies and see what they are doing to the Muslims there. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His special mercy. 11:17 Azan will go from Makkah, and 11:20 the khutbah will start South African time. InshaAllah we will translate it, make dua, and then my Jumu'ah in Sabri Masjid, Indonesia. Barakallahu fi.
Ustaz, there's a lot of ladies, when they go to work, they leave their hair open. I see there's a brother that said this morning that didn't Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha not wear a scarf in one occasion. Ustaz, is there
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Brother, you better be very careful. There, you stop talking nonsense. You must remember these type of things here. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. Whenever a person speaks, you must cite evidence. This is the evidence in the Quran Sharif. Surah 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قل لأزواجك, you tell your honorable wives, وبناتك, your beloved daughters, ونساء المؤمنين, and the believing men, our wives, our daughters, our mothers, all the women folk, يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن, when you go out from your houses, it's compulsory to cover your whole body and to cover your hair, to cover your face, to cover everything. Only the hands can be exposed from the wrist downwards. And remember, the forearm, elbows, all must be covered. And to cover the face also is compulsory. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Ra'isul Mufassirin, said so. Go open our ustads. You know, people don't know Arabic. Get an alim who knows Arabic. He will teach you. Our ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, wrote in his great work, Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, Bid'atu kashfil wajh. It is haram for the woman to expose their faces. Surah 24, Surah Nur. Tifu Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha states, that you women, that you men, teach your women Surah Nur. Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur. That teach your women folk Surah Nur, chapter 24. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us there in Surah Nur, wal yadribna bihumurihinna ala juyubihin. It's compulsory upon the women, they must cover their hair, they must cover their bosom, they must cover their beauty. Wala yubdina zinatahunna. And they're not allowed to expose their beauty. So that is two verses of Quran Sharif, chapter 33, verses number 59, chapter 33, verse 59, Surah 24, verse 31. Two ahadith. Brother, you be very careful what you say. When you talk nonsense like that, there's fear. We can go out of the fold of Islam when you insult the family of Nabi alayhi salam. I'm not saying you're out, but we fear when you make all those kind of crazy statements. Listen to the hadith. The hadith is in Sunan Nasai. One day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out. In the opposite direction, he saw Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. My beloved daughter, what you doing outside? She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone passed away. I went to offer condolences, sympathize with the family, make taziyat, what we call. Then Nabi alayhi salam asked, fine. Did you go to graveyard, oh beloved daughter? She said, la, no. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his beloved daughter, Fatima sayyidatu nisa'i ahlil jannah. She is the leader of the women in Jannah, in paradise, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Oh my Fatima, ladli, beti, sahibzadi, hypothetically, for argument's sake, if you went, the terms I use there in Urdu and so forth means beloved daughter. If you went to the graveyard cemetery, then you don't go Jannah and paradise, you'll end up in Jahannam, Allah forbid. Go open Sunan Nasai. So what you talking about? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha made wasiyat. She told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, no male, strange male has seen me, my body and so forth. Even when I go, you're going to bury me 6 months after Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise, 3rd of Ramadan, the 11th year after the hijrah. She, fama dhahikat qattu, she would not smile in the 6 months. She was so sad. She was broken. Her beloved father, Ya Abati, that ilam, man jawan ajaba rabbana rabban. So you answered the call of Allah, and now we are here. So anyway, the poetry she read and so forth. So she then said and addressed the husband, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, when you going to bury me, you perform my janazah salat, for funeral salat prayer, and then you bury me, you must cover the grave. From that day onwards, remember that we find when we bury our mother, our daughter, our sister, a lady, then we cover the grave with a piece of cloth and sheet and so forth. The haya, the shame, the modesty of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha lives on. And you want to come tell me that you used to parade outside for women to go and work outside and go to this office and this shop and this job, totally haram. Surah 33 verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ and وَلَا فَتَبَرُّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى, that you must stay glued to your home. If and when there's a need, then you go out without exposing your beauty like they used to do in the pre-Islamic days. Sunan Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying, Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira, why you cry? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my mother, she used such obscenities, indecent language against you. I'm heartbroken. Make dua for my mother. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua, cries to Allah, begs Allah. He reaches home, his mother says, Ala rislik ya Abu Huraira, wait outside. She took a bath, everything. She was wearing her clothes. She opened the door and she read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abdul Rasulu. Where is this incident taking place? Inside the house. A new Muslim, she says, I forgot to wear my scarf. You see? So that is the haya, that is the shame. We're not going into the gymnastics and academics in your house, is it compulsory or not? But it is 100% taqwa and piety. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, in the initial stages, one day inside the house, she did not wear the scarf. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I cannot enter the house. Why can't you enter, O Jibreel? They tell Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she must cover her hair with the scarf, then only I will enter. That is our Islam, you see. So you must understand, don't get caught up with the Western culture and your Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitanhood culture and try and justify it with some fairy tales. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away, it was in her house. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha passed away, it was, you must remember, her father. They buried there, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. After that, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an Amirul Mu'mineen was buried there. She says, Ba'da wafatihi, after his martyrdom and death, I would cover my hair, everything, and then I would enter. That is our ethics. That is our taqwa. That is our precaution. Not roaming around and all that like a idha kharajatil mar'a wa hiya muta'attira, when a woman leaves her home and she applies all the makeup and everything like majority Muslim women do today. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and then she passes this one and that one, the man can see her. فَهِيَ زَانِيَ, she is an adulteress. Hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Come, let's carry on.
I see Sister Daisy Ustad. Before I ask you the question of Sister Natalie, Sister Daisy says, thank you so much, sir. I wear always my scarf to work. Some of my colleagues think that I am a Muslim sister. Sister Daisy Ustad.
MashaAllah, my sister Daisy. There is a lady, you should read her book, my sister Daisy. Her name is Yvonne Ridley. And Yvonne Ridley wrote the book In the Hands of the Taliban when the world media came. And she told me herself that what had happened. They wanted, I must say, that the Taliban tortured her, pulled the nails out and did this. She said, but how can I say that? They treated me as a guest. They did not even make eye contact with me, and they just gave me the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, and said that I must be the one to read it with an open mind, and then she embraced Islam. My sister Daisy, she, Yvonne Ridley's daughter's name is Daisy, so therefore I gave you the story, not to make you Daisy or crazy, but to show you that you will be inspired by that book. Yvonne Ridley then remember that her daughter was the Daisy and the book's name in the hand of the Taliban. There you have it, Muslim sisters. A non-Muslim lady wearing a scarf because she has haya, she has shame and modesty. Allah give you hidayat, Allah. This morning I told you, Daisy, I don't have to flatter you, but before I come down, I beg Allah, ya Allah, these people, they have such good qualities, ya Allah. You bless them with the wealth of Iman and Islam. Thank you very much, my sister Daisy. Allah Ta'ala guide you to the truth. That is our prayer for you and all the people of the world.
Sister Natalie says that, could you please tell me about the last hour? Will we be notified before time with any signs? Natalie, Ustad.
My sister Natalie, we believe in two qiyamahs. The last hour, one is the micro and one is the macro. So one is our micro, our own death. Did you see, my sister Natalie, somebody passing away? I saw my father, I saw my brother, I saw my beloved mother. So if you look at the tip of the nose of that person, you will see it bending towards the left-hand side. So you must know that is sakara. The pains and the pangs of death. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. That when a person is intoxicated, he's drunk, they lose control, they drive straight inside the tree or in the opposite side of the trail, the opposite side, and then make an accident. So when a person is now in that stage, the throes of death, remember he or she starts losing control of everything. So therefore it's called sakarat. Allahumma inni ala sakarat il maut. Oh Allah, assist me at the times of the pains and pangs of death. You know the temple in the human body, my sister Natalie, pick your fingers up. I'm picking mine up. And then remember, take them to your forehead, and from your forehead, take the right one to the right corner, and the left one to the left corner, and then you put your fingers there at the, so where your hair starts growing on the side, that is your temple. So that temple will subside, it will go in. That is the last sign that this person in matter of seconds or minutes is leaving this world. That's the notification. Then look at the feet of that person. It will move apart. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِسَاقُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمَسَاقُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every person shall taste death. So this is the taste, remember that. Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, the butcher of Beirut, Almighty Allah gave the jutlas. He said, shoot one bullet and kill two. He said, break their bones. So Allah gave him such a punishment, a lesson for every jutla and every tanpot dictator. 8 years he stayed in comatose. Remember that no one could help him. So these are the signs, my sister Natalie. That is the micro level. And the macro, so remember, we're already there, three-quarter stage now. And what is that? So much fornication, adultery, so much gay brigade, so much alcohol, so much corruption, everywhere in the world, the percentage differs. So, and the Muslims don't practice 90%, 80% of them on religion. Part-time Muslims, Ramadan time, Muslim. And now, go back to the satanic qualities. So, all this, yeah, are signs of the judgment and the final hour. But the bigger signs are still to emerge, and that is the second coming of Jesus, peace be upon him. The Dajjal, the Antichrist, is already in existence, but he's chained up. And remember, he will be given permission to roam around and cause mayhem, chaos. You see? The world is saying, Putin is saying, I am going to fix you up. I'm going to put you in the right place. Putin holds the greatest amount of nuclear. Putin holds great amount of wheat and food supply for Europe and the world. He says, remove the sanctions, then we send you the food. You apply the sanctions, then no food. So what will happen to Europe? What will happen to America? The gasoline they're paying for every gallon there in America is record prices going up to more than $5 and more. So remember, so therefore we support Putin. We don't support him as a good guy. He does funny things, but we need some funny people. When you have tinpot dictators like the American administration, they're keeping my brothers there in Gitmo for 20 years plus, keeping my sister Dr. Afia and the haramis in Israel, and remember that you NATO. So when you come, and everywhere you got double standards, you treat me as a second class, third class citizen, you treat my Muslim brothers, sisters, then we will support people who give you a good bloody nose and a good thrashing. So that's why we support Putin. So that is the signs now. Food shortage, everything will happen. Then Gog and Magog will come. So a lot of things still to happen, my sister. Last question.
Somebody says in South Africa there has been a decrease in the rate of marriages. This applies to the Muslim community as well. Why is that the case to start?
Remember one day whilst I was in Newcastle, January 81 to 2001, I was in Newcastle, wonderful years, I was at the post office. So the way we dress and so forth. So that lady, white lady, this was in the 80s, she asked me that, you Muslim? I said, yes. She said, you married? I said, yes. So she said, you that how many wives? I said, one wife. I said, okay. She said, see me, she's speaking of herself, I'm not married. I live with my lover. So what's the difference between me and you? She says she lives with a lover and I'm living with my wife. So what is the difference beside the certificate? These are her words. So I said, sister, there's a big difference. You see, when you live with your lover, so there's no real commitment. Your children will be haramis, all illegitimate. So there's very little difference between you, my sister, and you see the animals in the Kruger Park. So remember, there's very little difference. Today you park here, tomorrow you park in the loading zone, tomorrow you park somewhere else. So what difference there is? Human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 95. But when that human being becomes the slave of his worm's fancies and desires, then he becomes worse than an animal. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَرَ. When he goes to the lowest of the low, he will go to his own gender, Adam and Eve, and Adam and Steve. And remember, that is where we are, whether Muslim, non-Muslim. That is what human being is doing today, that he is mimicking the animal culture with the lovers and so forth. The amount of zina, fornication, gay brigade in the Muslim Ummah today is unprecedented in history. And that is the truth. Ask me. I get hundreds of questions daily. Ask any person who's prepared to speak the truth. May Almighty Allah protect us all. We will see you 11:20, inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.